7. Energy Principles for the Self-Employed or Small Business.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Absolutely thrilled, delighted, motivated, and passionate about bringing you these daily podcasts on the Law of Attraction, on personal empowerment, and on ways that you can take your life and your energy and your desires all to the next level. It's exciting. It's absolutely thrilling, and we are still in the trenches working on our new website. So we want you to come and visit it. If you see something that needs a little tinkering, let us know. We need your help. This is going to be a resource site for you. And it's just going to be filled with all kinds of wonderful law of attraction information. I think you're going to love it. Well, we're talking about small business and being self-employed. Today I'm going to share a little story with you. And it's not literally a true story, but the principles are true. It applies to many, many people who have lived in this country. So an immigrant comes over to this country many years ago, and the family saved up a lot of money so that he could come over and get a college education in the United States and thereby make enough money to be able to bring the rest of the family over from the old country. So here's what happened. He comes over and he gets off the boat, and sadly, somebody pickpockets his wallet. Every penny he had in his wallet, every dollar, was gone. The only thing he had was some loose change in his front pocket, but everything else was gone. So, you know, he didn't know what to do. He walked around the streets. He was looking for ideas. He wasn't panicking. He wasn't going crazy. He wasn't complaining. He still thought that this was the greatest place in the world, the land of opportunity. But he's walking around and he gets hungry, and he sees a guy who's closing his stand, and he sells him a big bunch of bananas for a nickel. So the guy buys the bunch of bananas and he's eating a few bananas and he's feeling better. And some guy comes up to him and says, "How much for a banana?" And he says, "Well, a nickel." Sells him a banana. Pretty soon somebody else is in line. Now he's selling all the bananas. He's full. And he's got extra money on top of it. So he buys more bananas the next day when the gentleman is closing out and has the price down to rock bottom. And he sells more bananas. After a few days of doing this, he finds the wholesaler, buys the bananas, and has a banana stand. And then pretty soon, people are asking him, "Well, you know, don't you have apples?" So he buys apples, and then he buys oranges, and he buys other fruits and vegetables, and pretty soon he has an entire fruit stand with vegetables and everything else you could like. And then he opens up another one on the other side of town, and then a third one. And eventually these fruit stands become markets, and they sell meat and all of the other things that markets tend to sell. And the markets expand, and they become supermarkets. Well, you know, He brings his family over, naturally. And his family is trained. He trains them, and he has them working in all of his stands and supermarkets. And so finally, on his 65th birthday, he's retiring. He's a multi-millionaire. And the newspaper reporter asks him questions. And he says, you know, what was it like coming over here? How'd you get started? All of that. And he says, well, he tells a story and how he lost his wallet and so forth. Started small and kept building up. In our parlance, he kept attracting what he desired, and everything moved in his direction. And the newspaper reporter said to him, wow, you only have a 6th grade education. Imagine what you could have done with a college education. The point of the story is, folks, you have the ability to create the life you desire. You can exceed your wildest expectations. I'm serious about that. And that's why I am adamant that when we are attracting what we desire, we always say this or something better. He could have been adamant and close-minded about his college education as his only route to financial independence. He could have put on blinders and not look in any other direction. But he kept that mentality open, this or something better. And something better came into his hands. And he made millions and owned supermarkets all over the place. Anyway, that happens all the time in business. It happens all the time in relationships and just about every part of life, if you keep your mind open to this or something better. But if you're totally focused on one target and you refuse to allow your partner, the universe, to help you, to work with you, you know, you are selling the entire universe short as to its potential. I am Robert Zenk, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. I want to remind you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit our new website at lawofattractionsolutions.com and claim your 30 minutes. Fill out the form. It's free. It's easy. You and I are going to spend some time together. We're going to get to know each other. I'm going to give you some ideas that I think will empower your life. But do it now and make sure you put your Skype address in there, every possible way to contact you. Hi, Robert Zenk, master founder of the Ruach Healing Method. Attention all healers, energy workers, manifestors, and light workers in the New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, Utah, Colorado, and Texas area. Rachel and I will be sharing a special 2-day workshop we call Healing Beyond Belief. Now, I've had the privilege of sharing this incredible 2-day healing intensive in places like Zurich, London, Strasbourg, New York, Chicago, Pasadena, Seattle, and other special locations, including Asheville, North Carolina. We have seen and experienced amazing miracles during this 2-day healing event. During this weekend, you will not only see and experience real healing, you'll become certified in the Ruach Healing Method, angelic healing, advanced energy healing, and energy manipulation.
Hi, Rachel here. We promise that you will experience healing like never before in our special 2-day intensive workshop and certification program. As a special bonus, those that attend will also receive level 1 Reiki attunement if you are not already attuned.
Rachel and I are expecting to see astonishing energy healing miracles at this weekend event. I believe for anyone who takes the time to make the trip, this weekend will be a real life changer.
It's important to register now. We have a limited number of spaces, and the sooner you sign up, the better. We keep these workshops small, intimate, very personal and very intense energy. This is not a weekend you will want to pass up.
Okay, now make sure that you attend. Get all the details on our website at lawofattractionsolutions.com. That's lawofattractionsolutions.com. Seriously, don't put this off. Space is already beginning to fill up. This will be a healing experience like perhaps you have never seen before. So we both look forward to seeing you and spending an incredible week with you in Taos, New Mexico. Let's get started now with our 7 energy principles for the self-employed. Number 1 is, if you're going to be self-employed and you're not going to work for someone else who has created a structure for you, then you have to be passionate, absolutely on fire every day. You've got to find a way to get your passion, your juices flowing every single day about what you are doing. Because when you are self-employed, when you have a small business, literally, you are unemployed until you start making, attracting, earning money. And the way you do that is with passion. You start with passion because you can have great ideas. You can have wonderful ideas. But if you don't apply them with passion, if you don't get excited about them, if you aren't motivated enough to take action, you know, with no action, there is no attraction. So passion is what gets you on fire. Passion is what keeps you going till midnight, 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, Thomas Edison used to just take cat naps. He didn't even sleep a full 8 hours. He would just lie down, take a half hour cat nap, set the alarm, get up and get started again. Passion. It's absolutely the cornerstone, key number 1. Number 2, apply the law of attraction to every part of your business, your sales career, whatever it is you are doing to attract money. Some of you are in multi-level marketing and you need to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching ASAP, because I will teach you how to use the law of attraction to literally blossom your multi-level marketing business in ways that you cannot even imagine. It's not just about knocking on doors. It's not just about inviting people to parties. It's not just about telling the story or letting them try the food or putting something on Facebook. It's about creating a interlink between you and the infinite field through your visualizations, through your words, through your affirmations, through your incantations, and by taking control of those limiting beliefs and dissolving them once and for all. I would suggest that if you are self-employed or in business for yourself or on commission or a multi-level marketer, you need to become an absolute guru, an expert on every area of the law of attraction. And I don't mean just read it. I've got a client, an ex-client of mine who I think is a great guy. He's read every book on the law of attraction, but he keeps doing things the same old way. And he wonders why he gets the same old result. Anyway, you think about it. Passion number 1, law of attraction number 2. Number 3 is having a creative USP. We call it a unique selling position or proposition. What is unique about you? How are you different? What's unique about Robert? I'm the only one that has a complete background in hermetics, in Kabbalah, in magic, in energy manipulation, and while that may scare some of you, I understand how somebody looking at a candle for 3 hours and chanting words makes a new car show up in front of their house. I understand it. Okay? It wasn't any hocus pocus. It was the law of attraction. But there are certain ways of applying the law of attraction that you will not find from any of your other law of attraction gurus. I'm the only one. And I am absolutely detested and hated by a percentage of the magical community because I share secrets that have been kept and guarded and by their egos for so long. Well, listen, we live in an era of enlightenment, and Rachel and I are determined to bring enlightenment through self-empowerment and through energy and healing to as many people as we can. Simple as that. So they don't like it. That's their business. Number four, a do-it-now mentality. You know, it's so easy to have an idea and put it off for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, a month, 2 months, and then it never gets done. And you wonder, you look back, you know, the new year's coming, time for resolutions, time to look back at the last year, and you go, what the hell happened? It was the same year as the year before. Of course it was, because you didn't do it now. You didn't take action and let those new seeds begin to germinate and grow plants and fruit and vegetables and harvest in your life.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Next is have a mission statement or a purpose. What is your mission statement? What's the purpose of your business? Don't say, my purpose is to make money. Everybody's purpose is to make money. That's very simple. That's very basic. Obviously, you're in business to make money. But what is your business? What's your purpose? What's your reason for existing? You know, this is why a lot of people are upset today with some of the big multi-corporations, because they've moved away from having a mission and a purpose, and they've moved into the area of just saying, we just want to make money. We just want to turn profit. We don't care how we make it. We don't care who we screw or anything else. But if you want a business that's going to last, going to grow, going to develop, and going to be of value to you and others, going to make a difference in people's lives, I don't care what kind of widget you're selling, it better have a purpose, and you better understand the purpose. You better understand completely when somebody comes into your store or buys your product, the real reason why they are doing it. Next, but not least, love the energy of money. I want you to love the energy of money. Some people, I've actually heard people complain. Oh, I got to run that, all those, I got to run that batch file through. Or I got to take all this time to set this up so we can make money. This is not fun. You should be excited every time a dollar bill hits your cash register. Bing, bing, ka-ching, right? Those two words should be part of your daily vocabulary, ka-ching. And ka-ching doesn't mean I just took some money. Ka-ching means I gave something back in return. There was a fair exchange of energy. Well, my last piece of advice or principle on the list that deals with the law of attraction and energy is any partner you have, any client, anybody that you're willing to sit down and listen to advice from, had better have some skin in the damn game. Did you hear what I just said? Somebody that isn't willing to put skin in the game can sit around and blab their mouth all day long. Who gives a, you know, really? Seriously. Why would you listen to somebody who has no skin in the game? Your partner better have some skin in the game, some money in the game, some time, some energy, some effort. Your clients. I get people all the time that call me, Robert, do this, 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 and this, and then my life will be perfect, and then I'll send you some money. They don't want to put skin in the game. They want pixie dust. And after the pixie dust is dropped on them, then somehow magically they're going to become generous. They haven't maybe never been generous their entire life, They maybe never helped anybody their entire life, but now they're willing to because they're in a desperate corner. It doesn't work that way. You've got to put skin in the game. You've got to be invested. And everybody you work with has to be invested, has to have skin in the game. Your clients, your partners, and those you listen to advice from. Now, you say, well, I'm getting advice from my attorney. How does he have skin in the game? It's his business. That is his skin. He's put his whole life into his business. That's his skin in the game. He's not just blabbing his mouth. Okay, listen to this. So many years ago, I lived in Las Vegas and a friend called me. He said, Robert, come on down to the Hilton Hotel. And I said, well, I'm kind of busy working right now. And I was an entertainer at that time. And he said, well, come on down anyway. So I went down there and I got there and realized I left my wallet and everything at home. And I reached through all my pockets and I had a dollar bill. I said, well, I can't even buy a drink or anything with a dollar. I didn't want to run all the way home. So, you know, I said, hey, I'm going to go play that wheel. And so I put a dollar on the wheel and I won $40. And I went over to the blackjack table and I put $40 down on it and I won another $40. I finally left the blackjack table, went to the horse track and won another $2,000. Now, I won $2,000 there, $400 there. So by the time I cashed out, I had about $2,400. I started with a single $1 bill. Don't tell me you can't start small and build something big. People do it all the time. Have a good day. Expect a lot of abundance, prosperity, and money in your life. Fall in love with the energy of money. Develop a love affair with it. Okay, we're out of time. You pay it forward today. Do something good for somebody. And whatever you do, make sure you put some skin in the game. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.